B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Home of the Kiss Cash Code. No longer home of the Kiss Cash. Gravediggers Ball tickets is what I'm trying to talk about.
That's right.
Yeah, we have the Gravediggers Ball tickets coming up this show today, so make sure you're listening for your next chance to win those.
That'll be around 7:50, Roy.
Yes, with Diplo coming October 26th. Now, we had Bree on the phone.
Well, she's still here.
And you said there's a dilemma at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
So, Bree, you're streaming us on the app, listening to the MRL show, talking about cheating on tests. Oh, no, wait. I mean, how you get help on a test.
Mm-hmm. I have some creative ways, but let's define the point.
All right, so what's going on?
So, last Monday, I met this really cute guy at this coffee shop. And, you know, the line was kind of long, and we just started chatting, and we really hit it off. And before we left, he was like, we should hang out sometime. And I was like, okay. And so, you know, we both pulled out our calendars, and we're just both busy this next 2 weeks, like opposite days. But we still just, like, couldn't get up, you know, get together for, like, dinner or anything. And so he was like, well, I mean, we could just come back here and get coffee. And I was like, I mean, I like coffee. I know where this place is.
Okay.
So what's the problem?
And so he was like, let's just meet there at 6:30. And that way we have time to, like, talk, get to know each other. And then we both work pretty close. And so then we could just leave and go to work and it wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, so how was it?
Yeah, how did it go?
Well, that would be, you know, a fun conversation to have if he ever showed up.
Oh, he stood you up.
It's, what, 7:06, almost 7:07?
Yeah.
And he's still not here.
Oh, no.
Now, we did tell Bree to move towards the back where it was a little more quiet, but you can peek and go look to see if he showed up.
I mean, how long?
No.
How long are you going to wait there for him? Like, at some point, people have to go to work.
Like, I don't have his phone number. I don't have a social media. I just have his first name. Can't even, like, try to find him.
Oh, girl, you got to bail.
Yeah, are you at the right? Because there's Dunkin's and Starbucks is everywhere. Are you at the right one?
It was the same exact one we were at last.
You're at the one you met him at, and he said, I'll meet you here next month. He probably forgot, y'all.
Like,
it was a week later.
I know
later.
You know how to get here.
I say you got to wait. You know what?
No.
It's raining outside. It's a little weird. Like, people get weird when it rains. There's birds crashing into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. The apocalypse is happening uptown where you are right now. So things are just a little off. I mean, what's the difference? What time do you have to leave for work?
I mean, not for like another 30 minutes.
Okay. 35. Well, let me ask you this. Is he hot?
I mean, I wouldn't wake up at 5 a.m. to get ready.
Fair question.
It doesn't even matter at this point. He's 35 minutes late.
I'm like on cup 3 of coffee.
I think
he's going to show up and I'm just going to be like,
guys, I really
like,
think he forgot.
No.
I'll tell you what. Let's turn it over to the MRL show fam. Let's do a people poll. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
People poll, Bree. And we'll line up the calls. And should Bree stay or go from the coffee shop? Her date is now, what, he was supposed to be there at 6:30. It's now 7:08. So
almost 40 minutes late.
I say stay. Something happened, and he's going to be there.
That's not right. 15 minutes late. That's 40 minutes
he
late.
He could have overslept.
You want to do it that way, Bree?
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of people that will call on the people poll will be like, hey, you know what? My date was late. Now we're married. You know what happens all the time on our show?
704-570-9595. Bree is waiting on a date. Should she wait? It's in your hands. We'll discuss after Lizzo. 95.1, we are the Mania Roy of the Ram Morning Show, trying to help listener family member Bree out. She is at a coffee shop, and she was supposed to be on a date, a coffee date, at 6:30 this morning. It's now 7:11. No guy. He has not shown up. Is that still true, Bree? There's not. He's still not there.
Yeah, I did a quick peek. Oh, man, I'm losing my mind here, guys.
That's okay. Yeah, you had 2 minutes and 44 seconds during Truth Hurts for him to show up, and he didn't show up. So we're going to do a quick people poll. We're going to ask the people. Bree will ask the people if the truth hurts, if you should stay or go, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's talk with Nicole and Charlotte. What do you think? You're on the phone with Bree. Go ahead and tell her your advice.
Hi, Bree. I honestly think that at this point you should leave because he's had a grace period. But like a doctor's office, 30 minutes, could have let you know on something, text, call, nothing. You should leave and show you have some good standards that you're not going to wait around on them.
Mm. Well, now, I don't think, Bree, he doesn't have your number. You don't have his. Like, there's no way to contact him, right?
Right. Oh, I would have been blowing his phone up like 20 minutes ago if I hadn't.
Really? You would have? Okay.
All right, this is Joe and Charlotte. You're on with Bree.
Hey, the scenario of if I just would have waited 5 more minutes and he ended up showing up right after she leaves, I would wait till the last minute, and then you know for sure. Otherwise, she's going to be thinking all day long, what if I just would have stayed?
Yeah. Oh,
that's kind of my thought. Like, you're in it. Just stick it out. Then when you see him the next time at the coffee shop, be like, no, thanks. You didn't show.
So that's what some people are texting, and they're going back and forth. That some people are saying if you leave, it gives you the upper hand for the next time you see him. You can kind of, like, wear it on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Already setting up to be like wearing it out.
But guys, I really just think he forgot. Like, they don't have each other's numbers. There was no way for her to remind him or for him to remind her. This was a week ago they met and they were supposed to meet today. Like, dude is still sleeping probably.
Larissa's got a good thing to say here. Hey, Larissa.
Hey.
You're our last call on this real quick. What do you want to say to Bree?
Bree, go ahead and go, but leave your information with the cashier. Tell him what happened and make sure they know the guy's name and just go ahead and go. No need to wait.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
Thanks,
yeah.
Larissa. The other thing, too, is that Bree doesn't have to be at work for another 15 minutes. So what's she going to do? It's raining uptown.
I know, but what is she supposed to do? Wait around for this dude who, like, clearly doesn't care enough to show up on time?
Well, if he's hot. Let's stick it out just for a few more minutes.
Listen, Dallas is habitually late, too, but there is no way under God's green earth that I would be waiting 40 minutes for him to show up to our first date.
But then you see things like 803 Bree texts in and says, I was late for my first date with my current girlfriend. We've been together for a year and a half. You know, things like happens.
How late?
Stay. Then you'll have done everything. You have no regrets. Like, I don't know, Lauren. Like, stay until you have to leave for work.
No, but don't be desperate. You don't need a date that bad. You're going to wait 40 minutes for someone to show up.
Just keep streaming the show. Roy's about to do a senseless survey, Bree, so you'll have a good laugh over that. What are you doing in your senseless, Roy?
So in this senseless, I only ask the guy what's the difference between a book and a novel, and he goes off on me.
Okay, so there you go.
Right.
Whatever you got to do, you got to update us and let us know what you did, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thanks Bree.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.